Hi, this is Ramesh Ruben. I'm a professional trainer and consultant in the areas of accounting, auditing, and risk management. Now, one of the key areas of revision to the auditor's report taking effect for audits of financial statements for periods ending on or after 15 December 2016 is the inclusion of a new section called Key Audit Matters, or KAM, which is applicable for auditor's reports of listed entities. In this podcast, I will discuss the features and requirements of this new section. Let me start off with the rationale behind the introduction of this new section in the report. According to the IAASB, users of the audited financial statements have expressed a need for additional information about matters of significance in the audit, which often will relate to areas in the financial statements that are subject to significant judgments by management and the auditor. Among others, reporting on KAM will enable. The IASB believes that having KAM in the auditor's report will increase transparency about the audit that was performed, provide users a basis to further engage with management and those charged with governance, for example, audit committees, about certain matters related to the entity, the audited financial statements, and the audit that was performed. Now, including the KAM in the auditor's report will also enhance the communications between the auditor and the audit committee about the most significant matters in the audit and potentially result in increased attention to disclosures about those matters. It will also enable the auditors to renew their focus on matters to be communicated, which could indirectly result in an improvement to audit quality. Now let's move on to what is required to be reported in this section. ISA 701 does not provide any specific or explicit matters to be discussed or included in this section. Instead, it provides a judgment-based decision-making framework to guide auditors in determining what matters are KAM that are entity-specific, meaningful, and relevant to users' needs. As a starting point in determining KAM, ISA 701 requires the auditor to determine, based on matters that were communicated with those charged with governance, that require significant auditor attention. The auditor is always explicitly required to consider, firstly, areas identified as significant risks in accordance with ISA 315 revised or involving significant auditor judgment. This could be areas of significant management judgment and significant unusual transaction, including significant transactions with related parties, may often be identified as significant risk. Other than that, critical accounting estimates and related disclosures, which are likely to be areas of significant auditor attention, may be identified as significant risks as well as material misstatements due to fraud. Next would be areas in which the auditor encountered significant difficulty during the audit, including with respect to obtaining sufficient appropriate audit evidence. For instance, limitations on the auditor's ability to obtain audit evidence on related party transactions, limitations on the group audit, for example, where the group engagements team access to information may have been restricted, or other extensive unexpected effort required to obtain sufficient appropriate audit evidence. And finally, circumstances that required significant modification of the auditor's planned approach to the audit, including as a result of the identification of a significant deficiency in internal control. Others that may be indicative of an area of significant auditor attention, considerations that may be relevant to determining the significance of a matter communicated with those charged with governance, and whether such a matter is a key audit matter, include 1. The industry in which the entity operates. There may be areas of complexity in financial reporting that are specific to a particular industry or accounting policies unique to that industry. 2. Recent significant economic, accounting, regulatory, and other developments. For example, significant changes to the economic environment that affected management's assumptions or judgments or the auditor's approach may cause the auditor to determine that a matter is a key audit matter. 3. Whether the matter involved a number of separate but related auditing considerations. For example, long-term contracts may involve significant auditor attention with respect to revenue recognition, litigation, or other contingencies that may have an effect on other accounting estimates. 4. Whether the auditor determined it was necessary to obtain written representation from management to support other audit evidence relevant to the matter, or one or more specific assertions in the financial statements relating to that matter. For example, such written representations may include representations about plans or intentions that may affect the carrying value or classification of assets and liabilities. Once the auditor has determined the matters that required significant auditor attention, the auditor is then required to determine which of those matters were of most significance in the audit of the financial statements of the current period and therefore are KAM. Having looked at what constitutes KAM, lastly, let's move on to what needs to be included in the section of the audit report. The requirement in ISA 701 relating to the description of a KAM is intended to result in a description that provides a succinct and balanced explanation to enable intended users to understand why the matter was one of most significance in the audit and how the matter was addressed in the audit. The description of a KAM should be entity-specific and avoid standardized or technical language. Now, this helps to make the description understandable to intended users of the financial statements who may not necessarily have an in-depth understanding of auditing. The description should include 1. Key audit matters are those matters that, in the auditor's professional judgment, were of most significance in the audit of the financial statements of the current period. 2. Key audit matters are selected from matters communicated with those charged with governance, but are not intended to represent all matters that were discussed with them. 3. The auditor's procedures relating to these matters were designed in the context of the audit of the financial statement as a whole, and the auditor's opinion on the financial statements is not modified with respect to any of the key audit matters, and the auditor does not express an opinion on these individual matters. Now, for more further information about the changes to the auditor's report, especially on key audit matters, you can refer to IFAC's website at www.ifac.org and look up on the section that relates to changes to the auditor's report.